like the stewed apple is the main ingredient, and the crust on top. But it was deep and very juicy.
It was more like a pie than a cobbler?
Well, it wasn't like a pie because it was so deep. It was different from either one.
And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
food.
And food taken between regular meals.
Snacks.
And a sweet liquid, maybe milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg, that you could pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that sweet liquid a...
I don't know.
Well, would you call it a gravy or a dip or a sauce?
Well, now, we'd call gravy anything made with meat, but not without meat.
What if it's sweet?
Well, I never tasted a sweet one.
Okay. And you say this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast?
I had breakfast.
Or I?
Ate breakfast.
Okay. And you say yesterday at that time, I had already...
eaten breakfast.
And tomorrow
I will eat breakfast.
And say if you were thirsty, you'd say, I what a glass of water.
I want a glass of water.
Or I went into the kitchen and I
drank a glass of water.
And you'd ask me, how much have you
drunk?
And say if dinner was on the table and the family's standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
drink their water?
Or they're standing up around the table.
Go ahead and eat your dinner.
Or they're standing. You tell them to
sit down.
Okay. So you say, so then he...
he sat.
And everybody had...
everybody sat down and ate their dinner.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
it's a leftover.
Okay. Or it's been what?
Well, my father's expression is head over.
Okay. Would you say that yourself?
I still say it's head over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew it.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
couldn't chew it.
Or he couldn't...
oh, he couldn't...
he could chew it, but he couldn't...
swallow it.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to him, you tell him just go ahead and...
help yourself and pass the potato.
Okay. You say, so he went ahead and...
helped himself and passed the potato.
Okay. And I, you say, I asked him to pass him over to me since he had already... what, himself?
Helped himself.
Did you ever hear people say hope? He helped himself?
I've heard it, but I didn't use it.
And if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
No thanks, I don't care for it.
And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you'd raise yourself, you'd call them.
Did you limit this to peas and beets and carrots?
Just anything you'd raise yourself would be.
Well, of course, if you had other items, we call it green.
Mm-hmm. Or just different kinds of...
vegetables.
Okay. Any special names for vegetables that you grow yourself, as opposed to those you buy?
Well, we call them collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
And green cabbage.
And you'd grow them in a...
our garden.
And this is something that's a southern food. If people eat it for breakfast, it's ground up and it's white.
Grits.
Okay. What about something made out of corn that's been whole kernels of corn?
Hominy.
Okay. And a starch that's made from the inside of a grain.